To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to the New York area, everyone. Your host, Robert, Mary, here with you as we get ready to check in with show friend Kurt Knudsen. And before we talk do not pay, a quick word about our sponsor, RedlandCotton.com, the best bed sheets, towels, and linens you'll ever own that are 100% American made with all American materials.
There's some big news from Redland Cotton. They've just added baby bedding. Plus, for the month of May, you'll save $25 on all orders over $150, and you'll get free shipping. So check out the new baby bedding items or their full line of terrific sheets, towels, and linens at RedlandCotton.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
And now let's get right to Kurt. Most of you know him from Fox News as Kurt the Cyber Guy, but on this show, he's also known as Kurt the Travel Guy.
Hey, Kurt. We always love talking to you. Nice to have you back on the show with us today.
Happy Cinco de Mayo weekend.
Yeah, to you as well.
That's right, Cinco de Mayo.
It is. So, Kurt, when I hear these three little words, do not pay, I listen up. It's almost like a command that you have to listen to. So do not pay is a service that I'd love for you to briefly explain to our listeners what it is. And since flight fares are changing rapidly these days, and they always seem to change after we book them, what is this service?
This is the latest connection in technology to getting a lower-priced airfare. Do not pay was first invented to help people get out of parking tickets, and they have now expanded to this travel section where when you book a ticket and you've signed up with do not pay and it's free, they monitor your flight and they find out, are there legal loopholes between the time you booked your ticket and the time you're going to fly that they could use to get you out of the ticket and book a cheaper one? If so, they notify you.
And is it free?
It is free.
What could be better? I mean, cannot imagine the airlines are going to like this.
There's some controversy with it, though, because, you know, they're really nudging at airlines saying, okay, there's a weather delay here, which really doesn't necessarily affect your flight, although
right. The
airline may have offered a waiver that then lets you change your ticket. So they take advantage of things like that.
Right.
People who are frequent flyers think that could eventually, if it really caught on, could cause airfares to go up.
Good point.
Well, we're going to be checking that out and using it, so
sure
I like
are.
That a lot. All right, so, you know, Kurt, we know that you fly regularly between L.A. and New York for your work on Fox News Channel, so you're very aware of fare pricing. I mean, any of us that travel, I think, do that. We recently had Scott Keyes, the founder of Scott's Cheap Flights, on the show with us. We like that platform, but I'm really curious, what are some of the other fare aggregators that you like that are out there?
You know, when I start looking for flights, there's a variety of things I'm looking for. I will actually go to one that they don't want you to go to. Google Flights just revamped their whole mechanism for searching for flights.
Yeah, they
have a great tool on it, which is setting price alerts. So I do that on travel, so I set price alerts there. But really what it is Google bought the backbone to airfare pricing for the travel industry called ITA. And I will simply go to ITA Matrix, which is an online site. You can't buy a ticket there, but what you can do is search for tickets, and it just shows you really vast amount of flights in the way you want to search for them. For example, I'll say I only want nonstop, only during these certain hours, and I'm willing to go a day later if it's going to save me money, and it'll start presenting all these fares, and they're really easy to comb through. That's one of them. And then I love, if I'm going to book an award ticket, I find that it is next to impossible to find the low threshold amount of miles or points that are necessary to have the best flight I can get. So I turned to a guy that I've worked with in the past, and we put to the test called the Miles Guy. Now, you have to fork out $325 for his service, but you don't pay unless he finds what it is you're looking for. Now, the way the airlines work, they want to practically take all my miles to give me a decent ticket someplace special.
But I don't mind paying for something if I'm going to get it.
Exactly.
So if he gets me back at that lower threshold, then I'm willing to fork out the $325. It's a win-win for a lot of people, and he is someone I've turned to just because as much as I think I know it all, I can never find what he finds. I just don't know how he does it.
We don't have the time, so we all need these resources. Okay, great info. Kurt, before we finish with our time today, next hour we're actually going to speak to the CEO of Outdoorsy, a very interesting concept for affordable RV travel. And we heard you have a segment coming up next weekend on Fox and Friends, and tell us what
Outdoorsy
it is.
Outdoorsy is amazing.
Yeah.
This is a way you can rent an RV instead of a hotel when you go on vacation
right.
and save a bundle with your family.
So what else? Can you tease anything about your segment next week that you might be covering for summer
we're
rental?
Say,
just
I can
a little.
Rent your entire summer.
Okay, great.
Rental market of renting stuff on the go. And
okay.
Flightographer when you're on vacation. You
all
can
right.
rent a photographer.
All right. So next Saturday.
So you'll have to come back
folks,
and tell us about it.
They
after
have to
theirs.
Tune in to Fox and Friends yeah. to watch Kurt, and then at 10 o'clock in the morning they tune onto their radio and they listen to RM World Travel with us.
To
so
rent
anyway,
your
that
summer.
Works out well.
Love
Kurt,
it.
Always fun talking to you. We really appreciate that. And folks, you want to go check out Kurt's website. He's got so much on there. He's got a number of podcasts that he's doing there as well. It's just cyberguy.com.
Robert and Mary, take care.
You as well.
Have a nice day.
He's such a knowledgeable, but also just such an authentic, fun, nice guy.
Absolutely.
Love chatting with Kurt.
Kurt is somebody you want to go travel with. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to connect with Rudy over in the UK for segment 5 to see if the Brits and Americans will ever understand each other. So stick around for that in hour 2. That's also straight ahead. The show returns in 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.